I thought I'd take a few minutes and I don't know if this is for cloud vendors, for cloud account executives, or even for enterprise customers themselves, procurement departments, CIOs, because maybe this will make them feel like they're not being treated any differently than others. But either way, I wanted to spend a few minutes to talk about some things that enterprise cloud vendors do that drive me crazy, but more importantly, I know in my interactions with enterprise executives, again, whether it's CIOs or procurement or line of business, that drive them crazy as well, right? I'm in these conversations all the time. So I just want to take a few minutes, pull it all together, and hopefully, you know, maybe some of the cloud vendors out there will take the opportunity to listen, reflect, learn, adapt, change. Here are the top things that cloud vendors are doing right now that drive customers crazy. How about the email that starts with, I'd like to introduce myself? Now, there's a lot of problems with this email. Number one, usually there's a hook there. Those emails happen way too frequently. And what I mean by that is turnover, your account rep changing, your point of contact changing. So why is that? Now, listen, these cloud vendors can't be accountable. They can't keep people employed, right? People are allowed to up and move to a different vendor, which happens all the time. And that's the main reason why these emails are being sent. But I'm telling you, continuity, not having to meet new team members, not having to get them up to speed on your needs and wants, that's a big deal. That's a big frustration right now for a lot of these enterprise customers. So maybe you should create account teams that are more widespread, multiple individuals. It is not to say that this is all on the account reps themselves, the cloud vendors themselves, but it is to say that maybe the cloud vendors need to be looking at why there's such big turnover within the industry. I'm not saying they're going to be able to correct it, but that's something you should look at. And number two, if there's going to be an introduction, perhaps the introduction should be made by someone more senior and more elevated point of contact introducing. So in other words, you're not getting this email sent to you from someone who's maybe in a more tactical role. The other thing that drives customers crazy is the email, your renewal is coming up. I understand maybe this is commonplace. I understand that these emails are set to be sent. I get it. But I'm going to tell you right now, line of business executives, CIOs, they don't want to see this email. Okay? They don't want to see this email. It's not about renewal. They especially don't want to be seeing this email if this is literally the first time they've heard from you in over an extended period of time. Take a different approach. Hopefully, if you're actively participating, actively engaged, the impetus for a conversation shouldn't be tied to a renewal date. The other thing that drives, whether it's, again, line of business, IT, procurement executives crazy, is when a vendor says that they're not going to be in a position to provide information to review prior to a meeting. I understand, and so do they. Showing something before you show up to present allows those individuals to prepare themselves to effectively come with questions that perhaps you don't want to have them prepared to ask. I get it. I understand it. But here's what I would tell you. Far too many conversations I'm having right now are basically asking me, should I cancel this meeting? Because they couldn't simply give me a chance to review. And I'm telling you right now, those meetings are getting canceled. Proactively say, I'm going to have my materials, again, whether it's a proposal, whether it's a presentation to talk about the value of a particular net new solution, whatever it may be, be proactive. Break the norm. Set a marker that says you will provide 48 hours in advance because you want them to have the chance to review, because you want it to be a productive conversation. Don't ignore the request to present it in advance. All it's doing is adding unnecessary frustration, and I'm telling you, friction. You want there to be engagement, and I would think a productive conversation could be a win if the thing you're trying to sell or present is of value. The last thing I'm just going to put out there is, you know, incomplete proposals, proposals that have notes throughout that say we're still seeking approvals, especially if you were given ample time to respond, especially if the requests were crystal clear. When you submit a response, it needs to be complete. It needs to be transparent. Perhaps you can't get all the approvals within time, and perhaps there are things you need to learn more about in order to go get approvals. I understand that. That's not going to land well, and it's definitely not going to put you in good favor. You want people to see your best foot forward, and you want them to have a complete understanding as to the offer, because if they don't, even if you put something good in there, it may be ignored or not considered. These are just a few of the frustrations, a few of the things that drive these enterprise cloud vendor customers crazy. I mean, I'm unfortunately having these conversations all the time. Hopefully there's a focus to make change, because ultimately that's going to benefit everybody.